with a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their hearts. Number at sundown immediately recalls a memory of Walter Donaldson, one of Tin Pan Alley's most popular tunesters of this century. Walter was a New Yorker, born and bred in Brooklyn. He came of a musical family, and whilst he was still at school, distinguished himself by composing some songs for the annual school concert. He had the urge to become a songwriter, but his parents didn't see eye to eye with him. The outcome of this attitude found him in a New York broker's office, where he was employed as a clerk. But one day, an eventful day for Walter, this happened.
Donaldson?
Yes, sir?
Have you got those figures ready for me?
No, sir.
Why not? I told you they were wanted urgently.
Yes, sir.
Don't stand there saying yes, sir, to me. They should have been ready an hour ago.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see how far you got. Why, what's this? You haven't been doing those figures at all. You've been writing music.
Yes, sir. I like writing music.
Maybe you do, but that's not what we pay you for. You're fired.
Yes, sir.
And what's more, you're a fool. Here you are in a position with one of the most influential brokerage houses in the whole of Wall Street. And you're so interested in your job, you write music. And in our time. Well, get out. Go down to Tin Pan Alley. See if you can earn any money down there. That's the place for would-be songwriters like you.
And that's exactly what Walter did. And it wasn't so long after this that he wrote his first hit, way back in 1912. The song, The Daughter of Rosie O'Grady.
She's the daughter of Rosie O'Grady, a regular old-fashioned girl.
She isn't crazy for diamonds and rings, silkins and satins and fancy things.
She's just a sweet little lady, and when you meet her, you'll see why I'm glad I caught her, the daughter of Rosie O'Grady.
Yes, and that was the number that put Donaldson on the map. He joined a music publisher's staff as a song plugger and pianist. And although he wrote many more jingles, we had to wait until 1915 before he gave us another typical Donaldson hit, and it was a big one. Strangely enough, although it didn't pertain to the World War that was raging at the time, it became one of the biggest and most popular of all war songs with the troops. It was that good old-timer, Down Home in Tennessee.
Down home in Tennessee, that's where I long to be. Right on my mammy's knee, she thinks the world of me. All I can think of tonight is the music's smoky wide. The banjo's ringing, darkies singing, all the world seems bright. The roses round the door make me love mother more. I see my sister Flo and friends I used to know. They'll all be right there to meet me. Just imagine how they'll greet me when I get back, when I get back to my home in Tennessee.
And this is the way the troupe sang it.
Down home in Tennessee,
without a shirt,
that's where I long to be.
Without a shirt,
right on my mammy's knee.
Without a shirt,
she thinks the world of me.
Without a shirt,
all I can think of tonight is the beat of Toby White. The banjo's ringing, darkies singing, all the world seems bright. Roses round the door.
Without a shirt.
Make me love mother more.
Without a shirt.
I see my sister Flo.
Without a shirt.
And friends I used to know.
Without a shirt.
They'll all be right there to meet me. Just imagine how they'll greet me when I get back. When I get back to my home in Tennessee.
After that effort, Walter was in demand with the top music publishing houses. They were quick to recognize his undoubted flair for simple melodies with popular appeal. And naturally enough, it wasn't so very long before he gave us another big one. One day he was having a quiet drink with lyric writers Sam Lewis and Joe Young. It was just after the war had ended.
What are you going to drink, Walter?
Just plain beer, Joe. I never go for the hard stuff.
Why, fella. But just the same, Sam and I are going to have a glass each of good old scotch. Thanks, Stuart.
Yes, sir.
Any new hits coming up from you boys?
Nothing much right now. Joe and I have been racking our brains for song idea for the troops when they get back from the war.
Yeah, when those boys get back from France, they'll be raring to sing something new.
They surely will. After seeing Paris and those cute French dames, yeah, they'll take a bit of time to settle down.
Yeah. I was just thinking, how you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
Yeah, I guess that's a... Hey, wait on, fellas. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? That's an idea.
You're telling us.
And so another hit was born. The smash hit that the whole world sang in 1919. How are you going to keep them?
How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or a plow. And who the heck can poly boo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm? Have the Red Sea parry.
How you gonna keep them on the farm after they see Paris? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from home? That's one mystery.
They'll never wanna see a rake or a plow.
And who the deuce can buy through a cow? Now you're gonna keep us down on the farm after they've seen Paris.
Donaldson followed this hit with many more new numbers, most of which were good sellers. Incidentally, contrary to modern custom, he worked with many different lyric writers, which had a lot to it. If he wanted a comedy song, he went for writers who specialized in this type of idea. If it was a ballad, he selected a writer who could tune himself to his more sentimental melodies. Such a lyric writer was Gus Kahn, who had a long string of hits behind him. Naturally enough, when a combination like Kahn and Donaldson got together, they produced something worthwhile. Such a song was their truly lovely waltz ballad, My Vice.
My, how long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, the just long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy, your buddy.
In the songwriting sphere, Donaldson was now big time. As a hit writer, he ranked with Berlin, Gershwin, and other top rankers. Theatrical artists the world over were always eager to add a new Donaldson song to their repertoire. One day in a New York cafe, Gus Kahn and Walter were having a snack when Al Jolson approached them.
Hiya, boys.
Well, if it isn't Mrs. Jolson's favorite son, Al.
Quit the kidding, boys. I'm in a hurry, but I want to ask you something.
Shoot it, Al.
Now that your boys are teaming together, why don't you settle down and write a song for me? Especially for me. Something that'll belong to Jolson. Something that is Jolson.
Thanks for the compliment, Al. We're all for it.
I'll say.
Well, go to it, boys. Give it the words.
And Kahn and Donaldson surely did. For within the space of a week, they gave Jolson a song to sing that was to sweep the world. A song that became part and parcel of Jolson, and in fact, all black-faced vaudeville singers of the period, who specialized in emotional mannerisms with bended knee and spreading arms. The song, Mammy.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you'll be saying when you're far from home. Mommy, mommy, the sunshine east, the sunshine west, but I just learned where the sunshine went. Mommy, mommy, my heartstrings are tangled around. I love mommy, eyes are coming, sorry to let me your way. Eyes are coming, and I hope and pray that I'm not late. Mommy, mommy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mommy. Oh, mommy, my little mammy, the sunshine east, the sunshine west, but I know where the sunshine's best. Cause it's my mommy talking about nobody else's. My little mammy, and my heart strings that tangle around. I love mammy. Mammy, I'm coming. I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. And I hope and trust I'm not too late. Mammy, can't you hear me? It's your little owl. I walk a million miles, a 1 million miles, my mommy.
Walter Donaldson was really in the money now, but it didn't spoil him. He lived simply. The bright lights were not for him, and invested his large royalties with good judgment. Possibly his only eccentricity was, well, let's take a peep at the office of Leo Feist Incorporated, one of New York's leading publishers, and see for ourselves.
And so, Walter, you've finally come to collect your royalty check.
Yes, Mr. Feist. I like to collect my royalties personally.
So my accountant advises me. Well, it's a pretty healthy amount, Walter. You've made good money for us. We've made good money for you. The royalty due to you for the past 6 months is $61,000.
Well, that's just fine and dandy. A little more than I anticipated, too.
Good. I just call my secretary and get your check.
If you don't mind, Mr. Feist, no check.
No check.
No. Maybe it's a whim of mine, but I always like to collect my royalties in cash. It's an arrangement I have with all publishers.
You want to take your $61,000 in cash?
If you don't mind, I'd prefer it that way.
Well, it makes no difference to us. Mr. Feist here. Don't make out that check for Walter Donaldson. He wants to take it away in cash. Yes, in cash. That's right. Send over to the bank and get $61,000 bills.
And that's how Donaldson collected all his royalties. Just a little whim, but surely an original one. And he collected many more fat royalty amounts, because occasionally he had three or four hits making money at the same time. I recollect that in 1924, these hits were all Donaldson tunes.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, I've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, oh, by the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
I love my chili bum bum, my chili bum bum, and chili bum bum love me. We got so chummy chum chum, so chummy chum chum, as we can be. I tell you, she's got a little brass hot, we're born with strut, it's nothing but harmony. You've heard about the kind of girls that men forget. Well, here's a baby you'll remember all your life, I bet. Because I have a lot of fun with Chili Bum Bum, cause Chili Bum Bum loves me.
You know that little so-and-so on what you call it street?
Right next door to, I forget his name.
Well, since we met, I don't know if I'm on my head or feet.
But anyway, I love him just the same. Has he got naughty eyes?
Yes, I have got naughty eyes.
That certain party. You know the one I mean.
Sure, I know the one you mean.
That certain party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, pretty clothes.
Not a smarty.
He got everything.
Yes, he has got everything. That certain party of mine.
One winter's evening in his New York apartment, Donaldson was strumming at the piano.
Pardon, Mr. Donaldson.
Hmm? Oh, what is it, Simpson?
Mr. Carl to see you, sir.
Mr. Carl? Send him right in.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what brings Gus over here.
Walter, I've got an idea.
Well, with you, that's nothing unusual, Gus.
This time it is. I've got a lyric that's just screaming for a Donaldson melody, and it won't wait.
Well, let's see it, Gus. What's it all about?
Well, here it is. The opening phrase of the chorus goes, "Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning." Those words tell a whole story, Walter. They string together so naturally that once heard, they'll never be forgotten.
They're good, all right. Let's see that phrase again. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
I got it, Gus. Here it is. Attaboy, Walter! That's it!
And another Donaldson made its bow. And music lovers throughout the world sang and danced to this truly grand pop tune, Carolina in the Morning.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. When the morning glory right around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie when the dew is early, early in the morning. Butterflies will flutter up and kiss these little buttercups at
adorn it. If I had a Latin lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in a morning. To his fella in the morning. But if Lido flutter up and kiss his little buttercup at dawning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
And still many more tunes flowed from the fertile brain of this great composer of pop songs.
With Gus Kahn as lyric writer, he wrote the score of the musical comedy Whoopee, which was presented in New York by the great Ziegfeld.
Other Donaldson hits of the day were...
That's Why I Love You, Where'd You Get Those Eyes, Little White Lies, and oh, lots of others.
When the talkies came along, Walter heard the call of Hollywood. And whilst there...
Mr. Donaldson, I want you to meet a young man here who I think is going to go places with his voice. Meet Mr. Crosby. But everybody here calls him Bing.
Glad to know you, Mr. Donaldson.
Happy to meet you, too.
Bing's the name.
Bing. I guess I've heard about you. You haven't sung any of my songs yet.
Oh, yes, I have. I sung dozens of them when I was a dance band crooner.
Yeah, but none since you've become a recording star.
I guess not.
Then we'll have to remedy that. I'm going to write a number especially for Bing Crosby.
And I'm going to record a hit specially for Walter Donaldson.
And how right they were. Walter created the song, Bing made it a top seller. We knew it as You're Driving Me Crazy.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy. Out in the sky, a blue moon. Oh, how true. For the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. Now that you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you're driving me crazy. Now what did I do? To you. Now how true. For the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. Not you. The kind would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Oh, you, no one but you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do?
And so we come to the conclusion of the Donaldson story. The final curtain call came to Walter in July 47, when he died in Santa Monica. But the memory of his melodies still lingers with us, and will for the years to come. So to our finale of possibly his greatest tune of all, My Blue Heaven.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven.
A turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven.
fields where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me.
And baby makes three.
We're happy in my blue.
Another episode of With a Song in My Heart. Featured artists in this presentation were Douglas Kelly, Don Moore, Stuart Ginn, Kenrick Hudson, Joan Clark, Max Blake, and Jack Perry. Your narrator was Kevin Brennan. The orchestra and vocal ensemble were under the baton of William Flynn. The feature was produced by Alfred Potter, scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.